The bottom of Chochma Dabbas. The Chenom Reb Chiya Ubonov. After we praised Reb Chiya Ubonov, so now Reish Lakish says the following. The Chenom Reb Chiya Ubonov, Lo Nechleku Reb Dosa V'Chachom, Ma Machtzolo Shal Usha, Shehen Mitmeos. Reb Dosa L'Chachomim didn't argue about machzolos that were made in Usha, that they are made for lying down on, and they're what's it called tame, the mekabel tuma, and you can't use them for schach. Thou shalt tveria shehein tahoros, and the ones made in tveria are made specifically for schach, and they're tahor, and therefore the kosher to use for schach. Rashi shehein tmeos af medris, they're tame medris because they're made for sleeping on. The miuchados l'shchiva hein. The Ashal Tveria Koshos Hain. The one in Tveria were made hard. Nobody slept on them. They were used for schach. Okay. Almanech Leku. So where's the Machlokas, Reb Dosa and the Chachamim? Almanech Leku. Al Shar Mekomos. The mats made in other places. Marisov Rekivin Deleka the Yosef Alayu Kitveria Damit. One holds that since they, people don't sit on them because they're hard, even in other places, they're like the ones of Tveria that are tahor. Mar Sover kiven de mikra v'yashti alayu k'deusha dami. And the other one holds that since sometimes you do sit on them, then they have a din like usha and they're tummy. Okay, Rashi. Kiven de leka v'yashti alayu ain rov b'nei adam regila liyachna l'kach. Most people don't designate them for sitting or lying on. The mikri v'yosef, but there are people who do. U'miyachtim l'kach. So the shaila is, do you go after most people, or even since it has a use that's somewhat a use, that also makes it mekabel tuma. Omar Mar, kol hachotzlos tmeim tomei meis, divir abdosa. Said before that all the chotzlos, before we said that chotzlos were bags that a shepherd used made out of leather that sometimes he lies down on, puts his head under his head. All chotzlots are metam and tomei meis because they're a kli. Divir Reb Dosa. Where it says, v'latanya, v'chein hoi Reb Dosa omer kidvorov. Right? B'maisa, what's it called? We have before that Reb Dosa said that they're not mekabel tuma. Right, Reb Dosa said the metame tame meis, and the Chacham hold the not metame tame meis, the metame even medrash, but not what's it called, not just tame meis. Reb Dosa says they're not metame medrash, and we had before, right, Reb Yishmael, Reb Yossi, Omer Mishum, Aviv, Achazu, Achazu, Masachim Bo, and Reb Dosa says that also. V'chein hoy Reb Dosa Omer Kedvorah. That what's it called that they're tahor, that you can use them for schach, okay. And the Maisa here, he says that they're Tamei Meis. If they're Tamei Meis, you can't use them for Schach, because Mekabel Tuma. Shemora says, Lo Kashi, Hodi Isle Gedanfo, Hodi Lesle Gedanfo. It depends if they have a border around it, a wall around it. Right? Certain mats are not flat, but they are built up on the sides. So they're like a little box. So then they have a base kibble, the Mekabel things, the Mekabel Tuma, Tomei Meis, because they're a kli. So even if you don't lie on them or whatever, the Makabal at least Tumas Meis. They may not be Makabal Tumas Medras. So where did Reb Dosa say that they're tahar completely if they don't have any border? They don't have a wall, a side. Then they're not Makabal Tumas Meis either because they have no base kibble. And nobody lies on them, and then they're not Matami Tumas Medras either. And but where they do have a border, even if you don't lie on it, it's makabel tumas meis, and therefore it's possible. Rashi, v'chein hoyer Reb Dosa omer kedvorav shel Reb Yosi tizuv v'zuma sakin bod. Whether it's big, small, you can use it for schach, right? So alma lav klihu makabel tumah. So it's not makabel tumah. Not only is it not makabel tumas medrash, it's not even makabel tumas meis. So here he holds for sure it's makabel tumas meis. Gedanfo ke ein sofa sovik, like a border around, gavo ma'at, a little bit raised up, so it's like a box. Kabel mashinosimbo. And then, now it's already a kli, that's kli, which you can put things in, then it's makabel tumas meis. Vasuya latashmish lost its payros, so got people put fruit into it. The less they gedanfo, afilu kli lo havi. Then it's not even a kli to makabel tumas meis, surely it's not makabel tumas medrash, because nobody lies on it. Because it's made for schach. It's not made for anything else. Okay. Meisve. Chotzlo shel sham v'shel gemi v'shel sach v'shel sapira metame tame meisdi v'rabdosa. Right? You have another braisa that says that chotzlos, if they're made of sham or gemi, or two different kinds of grasses, we said, or they're made of sach, sack is what's it called, is the hair of goats, goat's hair. Vishal safira is horse tail hair. Metami tami meis, divra abdosa. V'chachomel raf medris. So abdosa holds a metami tumas meis, but not medris, they're not made for lying on it. V'chachom holds, people lie on them too. So Mar says, Bishlom alavan diomer mar zuvli, shal sham, shal gemi, chosi, v'kinsa, the peri. Right. According to the Man Yomer who said that chotzlos before with these bags, then it makes sense that the matame tomet tumas meis, because a bag is a kli kibul, it's makabel something, right? What are the makabel? If they're made out of sham and gemi, so they're fit to put fruit into, okay, big fruit. Even though sham and gemi have big holes, they're like bags that are netted bags, so the little fruit will fall right through it, but you can put big fruit in there, put bananas in it, okay? Shel sak v'shel safira chazi l'gulki v'tzoni, and the ones that are made of sak and safira are woven much more closely together, the holes are smaller, you can use them for small fruit. Eleman yomer machatzolos mamish. But the Man Yomer who said we're talking about mats, not talking about bags, okay? That sometimes you use as a pillowcase. We're talking about mats, mamish, right? Mashloma shel sak v'shel safira chazu l'parsi v'napsa. Sak in safira you can use for what's it called, what is makabel tumas meis? What kind of clay kibble? What kind of clay is it? So sak in safira you can use either for a vilon, for a curtain, and curtains are considered a kli in their makabel tuma, or nafasa is what's it called, is a strainer, not a strainer, a, what? A thing that you strain, what's it called, flour. You not strain it, you, what? A sifter, right, sift flour. But sham and gemi, which have big holes, right, and the mats with big holes, what they use? What kind of kli is it? Whereas this chazlin is in the ziyasa. You can use it to cover a barrel of liquor. You can use it for a barrel of liquor cover. And it keeps out most of the refuse. Ika diamri, some learn just the opposite. Bishlam laman diamri machtsolos mamish. I understand, according to what it says, that they're mamish mats, chotzlos, or mats. So shosham v'shel gemi chazlin is the isa. So the ones made out of grasses you can use to cover a barrel. Shel sak v'shel safira chazlin parisi v'napsa. The ones that are made of sack, of goat hair and horse hair, you can use for what's it called, a sifter, or a curtain. El mandiomer marzutli, but according to the mandiomer who says that they're bags, right, the bags that have big holes, what are they roy for? Bishloma shel sak v'shel safira chazu l'gulki v'tzoni. The ones that are made out of goat or horse hair and woven close together, you can use for little fruit. El shel sham v'shel gemli mai chazu, the big netted bags, what are you going to use them for? Well, they're not a kli, they're not makabel anything. Where it says, no, chazu l'kin to the peri. You can use them for big fruit. Tanya Omer v'Chananya, k'sharadi v'gola, motzosi zokin echad, v'omer li mesachin b'budya. When I went to Bavel, I found the zokin, and he said that you could use budya. Budya is a mat for schach. K'shabosi etzer b'yishua achi abba, when I came from Yeshua, my uncle, hold the lidvor. If he agreed, he could use mats for schach. It's only if they don't have a border, a wall, because then otherwise they're a box and they're makabel tumas mace. Even though people don't lie on them, but they're makabel tumas mace. Omar Ula, Hani Bodisa the Bnei Mechuza, Ilmole Kir Shalohem Asachim Bahu, and then Chinami, the mats in Mechuza, you could have used them for schach if they didn't have a wall. But they have a wall around them, and therefore they're a box and they're makabel tumas mace. Tanya Nami Hochi, Mesachim Bebudya, Yeneshlem Kir, and Mesachim Bohen. You can use mats for schach. In that place, people didn't lie on them, or based on the machlokas we had before, whether they're small or big or whatever. But these are made for schach specifically and not for anything else. But if they have a wall, then they're possible because they're makabel tumas mace. They're a kli kibul. Rashi. Gedanfa, we said already. Yeah. Sham is foil min shifa. It's a kind of grass. Shel sak minotza shel izin. Sak is made out of goat hair. Shel safiro imash mistaper mitzaver hasus umiznovo. That's horse hairs that come from the tail and from the neck of the horse. Metame tame meis below medras. The metame tumas meis, but people don't lie on them. They don't sit on them. But they use them to put things in. And therefore, they're a kli and the makabel tumas mace. The kli hain v'lo v'yeshiva. Bishlam of the man v'yomer chotzlos hainu mezavle. According to the man v'yomer who said, chotzlos are bags that the shepherd uses to transport the food. And sometimes he rests on them, right? Ikla meimer, b'chol hani, dechilo avidin l'shiva, kli hain v'tash m'shachir. You could say that even though they're not set aside for, when they're not set aside for lying or sitting on, there's still a kli, legabi tumas mace, because the mice, they're bags, so they're a kli. But if you hold that they're mats, if they're not made for lying on, then why are they a kli bichlal? Right? You don't put anything into them, and you don't lie on them. So why are they bichlal, mekabel tumah? Shosham v'shol gemi, afal pi she'ein ne'erogim heitev, shosham and gemi are not woven very close together. They're woven in a very loose knit. The yesh hefresh being beis nir leveis nir, and there's a lot of space between the threads. Ruyan heim lekins the peri, peros gasin. They still fit. Put in big fruit into them. Shein yotzim derech nekev cotton, because they don't go out of the small holes. The holes are still smaller than big fruit. Shel sak v'shel safirish and erogim yotzeh. The ones that are made out of goat hair or horse hair are woven much closer, and the holes are very small. There you could even put kidneys, put very small grain or fruit. Eleman the Omar machzolos mamish, but the one who says the chotzlos is mats, then if they're not made for lying on, why are they mekabel tumah at all? They're not a kli b'chlal. Shame pshutim, they ain't lohem beis kibul. Right? They're just plain flat mats, and they have no sides to put anything in. Why the makabel tumah? Bishlama shel sak v'shel safir l'dosaf agav the lav l'shiva v'idei. Right, the ones that are made out of goat or horse hair. Right, even though they're not made according to Reb Dosa to lie on, still the makabel tumah's mace. Why chazul parsi v'nafsa l'vilon keneged a pesach? You can make them into a curtain. Get a matargi mosach a pesach parsu the tara. Or napsol in forch ben kemach, to sift flour, sifter. Kemo shehein, nosnin olav kemach, the kofin also, the koshin brosh hakefel. You can make it into a sifter, and then it has a base kibble. You fold it over, and you put the kemach into the middle. So it has a base kibble. Kein boikul shalom, the maichazin, right? But the other ones, right, what are you going to use them for? Aliba the rabdosa, the omer lav the shiva vidan, amait mea shumtuma. According to those who says they're not makabel tumas medras, because you don't lie or sit on them, then why are they makabel tumas mace? They're just plain flat mats. Where it says, no, you can use them on a zayis, or the chasuf ben gigish osu ben shecha. You can use them to cover a barrel which you make beer in. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua. Chananya was the son of the brother of Yoshua, the nephew of Rabbi Yoshua. Shirariti legola, shor legola la'aber shana, when I went into Bavel, to what's it called, make a leap year. Because he didn't leave anybody in Eretz Yisrael equal to him, so you, then you were allowed to make Ibur Shana in Babel. Budya Machatzelas. So he found that people said over there that you could make you could use mats for schach. Mesachi, the stam of the sichuch, because the stam were made for schach and not for lying on. The enum kli latash, which is not a kli either. That's only if they don't have a wall. Here, who gedanfa? That's the gedanfa we talked about before. If they have a wall around them, then they're a base kibble and they're makabel tuma. Tumas mace, at least, even if you don't lie them. Okay. Hadron la sukkah, hadron la sukkah, hadron la sukkah. Hayoshin tachas hamita, the sukkah. Person sleeps under a bed in the sukkah. Lo yotze dechovasa. It's not yotze. On Rabbi Yehuda, no ad yinu shah yinu shishenim tachas hamita, pneas kainim, blom rulam adover. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're allowed to sleep under the bed. It's not, you consider it like you're in the sukkah. The bed isn't a hefsek. Rashi learns that the problem of the bed is that it's an ohel by itself, and you're not in the ohel of the sukkah. You're not under the sukkah. You're under a different ohel. And other Rith seems to learn that it's a problem of two sukkahs. Sukkah taka sukkah. And that's the reason why it's possible. Om Rav Shimon Maisa Betevi Avdo Shira Gamliel Shal Yoshin Taka Samita. Right, Maisa was with the Tevi, the slave of Rav Gamliel, who used to sleep under the bed. Rav Gamliel said, in joking, "L'skeinim Rishim Tevi Avdi Shu Talmud Chacham." My Eved is a Talmud Chacham. The Odeh Shavodim Turmin HaSukkah. He knows that an Eved, like a woman, is potter from Sukkah, either because of Mitzvah Seishas Shas Magrama, right, because only 7 days in the year, or because there's a special pasuk Ho'ezrach that's Mamayit women. Because otherwise, I think you learn from Pesach that women are chayiv. It's like women are chayiv in matzah from a special pasuk. Whoever's chayiv in chametz is chayiv in matzah. I might think that we learn tesvav from Pesach to mechayiv women on Sukkot too. So the special pasuk tells me don't learn that pasuk, and now it reverts back to the regular halacha that the mitzvah says shas man grama women are potter. So an eved, whatever a woman is potter from, we learn an eved in mitzvahs from a woman. Lo lamaisha. Right? So, the ma'isa, what's it called? Whatever a woman is potter, an eved's also potter. That's why he sleeps under the bed. He's not yotze the mitzvah sukkah. But he's potter from sukkah, and mele, he leaves room for other people who are chayiv. So, from Ram Gamliel's little joke, we learn that you're not allowed to sleep under the sukkah, under the bed. Rashi. Hayoshin lo yotze, the oil mafsik beino the sukkah. Rashi says the reason is, because you're not sleeping in the ohel of the sukkah, you're sleeping in another ohel, different ohel. The ikar yeshiva sukkah, achila shtiyah v'sheina. Why it says ha-yoshen? She said ha-ochel. Because yoshen, even aroi, is awesome. So yoshen is the most chomerdika thing in the sukkah. You can't even sleep a shinas aroi. You can eat achila saroi outside the sukkah, but not shinas aroi. So therefore it mentions ha-yoshen. But it implies to eating, drinking, and anything else. And from Rashi, they bring a raya that the ikar sukkah is eating, drinking, and sleeping. All the other things you do in the sukkah are nice, because teishu kein taduru. But if you had a sukkah that you could eat, drink, and sleep in, but you couldn't do other things in, couldn't learn there, or whatever, right? Too much noise, or whatever, but you could sleep at night, right? Still, it's a kosher sukkah. If a sukkah that's not fit for eating, drinking, or sleeping is not a good sukkah. But a sukkah that's fit for those three things, even if it may not be fit for other things, is kosher. No agimayinu, time before Shemara, the lo osi oel aroi, mubakal oel keva. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you could sleep under the bed? Because he holds an oel aroi is not mubakal an oel keva. The sukkah is an oel keva, and the bed is movable around, and therefore it's an oel aroi, and it's not mubakal the oel keva. Maisa betevi avdo, ba'avodim turmen asukkah. Avodim were potter from sukkah, the mitzvah say shazman groma, noshim peturos. All mitzvah say shazman groma, and sukkah is only 7 days, women are potter. Also, isha chayeves, eved no michayev, kiramim bechagiga. Whatever a woman's chayev in, an eved is chayev in, and whatever a woman's potter in, an eved memel is potter. Ulafidar keinu lamadnu, kolomar, afal pishalo omar lono l'shem limut, he didn't teach us a halacha, he said it as a joke. Ela l'sichas chuvin bi'alma, right? He was praising Tevi as a joke. Like, look what a Talmud Chacham he is. He knows that Avodim are potter from Sukkah, that's why he sleeps under the bed. Lamadnu al pi derech b'tichuso, from Rabbi Gamliel's jokes, you can also learn Torah. Shayosh in tachas amita lo yotze dechavasa. Okay, v'chol leka ashara, v'chara, under a bed, there's not 10 tfachim, and we learned before that anything less than 10 tfachim is not considered an ohel to mevatel the ohel of sukkah. Tirgum v'shmuel b'mita ashara, and Shmuel said, it's talking about a bread where there is 10 tfachim underneath. Now, before we learned that kinofos, right, that's what it is, yeah, kinofos, are the kind of thing over the bed that's kavua. And since it's kavua, even less than 10 tfachim is possible. So the bed l'chor is also kavua, right? We put a bed, put it in one place or whatever. It's not like the other kind of kila, right? It's not kavua. And we said wherever it's kavua, you don't need 10 tfachim. So why by the bed do you need 10 tfachim? So here they make another chilek, and that is anything that's made for the purpose of the space underneath, there, if it's kavua, you don't need 10 tefachim to make it possible. But something that's made for the space underneath and is not kavua, then you need 10 tefachim. The bed, though, has another mila. It's not made for the space underneath. The purpose of the bed is to hold up the mattress, not to be a tent underneath the bed. Like people don't usually, you know, make tents under their beds. So the purpose of the bed, the purpose of the roof that you're sleeping under, if you're under the bed, is not made to be a roof. It's made to be a bottom for the mattress. So since it's not made as an ohel, even though it's kavua, in order to be possible, you have to have 10 tefachim. Right? So anything where it's made for the bottom space, if it's kavua, you don't need 10 tefachim to make it possible. And if it is kavua, if it's what's it called, not kavua, you need 10 tefachim. Where it's made not for the bottom, but for the top, there, even if it's kavua, you need 10 tefachim to make it possible.